Ready.
Hey everybody, this is Robin with RoJ Rocks, and I want to invite you to listen to some of my favorites on my playlist. So come and join us at RoJ Rocks and rock on.
Now.
Now?
Yes, now.
Hey everybody, this is Robin and
Jackie. RoJ Rocks, baby. We're back.
We are back and clearly a little bit rusty.
Oh, yes, we are. We came up with it. I found something new for us to record on. So how have you been?
I have been fabulous. How about yourself?
I've been great. Gosh, so much has happened since we ended the last RoJ Rocks. And we're now recording from our new home in Danville, Indiana, in which we love Danville. So, and Robin, you're still in?
I am still in Spring Hill, Florida, Tampa Bay area, baby.
Woo! Home of the Gators.
Home of the Gators and land of the sunshine and warmth.
And giant snakes. They have those too.
Yeah, we do.
But anyway, so, what's been going on with yourself?
Well, other than, you know, work and, you know, dealing with crazy drivers still, spending time with family and, you know, just getting through this thing called life and trying to make every day count.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you noticed that, like, when was your birthday again?
November.
That's what I thought. So November, you are just slightly over 49, correct?
Oh yeah, just slightly,
yeah.
A smidge.
Okay, cause see, yeah, see, I'm gonna be just slightly over 49 in May. So I have noticed a great deal of changes. And ladies, this basically is for you, gentlemen. You can listen in to kind of take notes on menopause, on why your wife is acting crazy and why one minute she's laughing and then she cries and then she goes, and goes to bite you. There's reasons for this.
Yes, there are.
So I have noticed all these fun-filled things that have happened. I mean, I've gone from these crazy menopause, the worst symptoms you could possibly think of. And then it tells me, you know, every 7 years, the woman's body changes. So coming up, I've noticed that they said that when you're coming towards the end and you're at that jump off point of 49, most women will feel this really weird change. And you know that I've been fighting, with the, I've had acne and oh my God, just the craziest symptoms popping up all over the place. Well, all of a sudden my acne cleared up. It was like, I wasn't a tween anymore. So I was like, oh my God. So I was all excited about that because I thought, wow. So I went to talk to my doctor and I had asked him, you know, nobody knew, seemed to, because menopause really is, as far as, you know, physicians go, it, especially male, and God knows I love the men folk. It has nothing to do with that, but it's like, you know, I mean, like when you're in labor and your male doctor looks at you and says, oh, I understand. No.
You
have no idea. Okay. None whatsoever. A woman feels like she's being like pulled apart and stretched inside out and tied in a knot. That's what labor is.
That's right.
Okay.
Men wouldn't know nothing about that.
So, well, like, you know that Scooter Doo had to pass a stone one time. Scooter Doo, would you like to tell us how painful that was? No, please come and No, please come and tell us how badly it hurt.
I pulled the tile out the wall.
He pulled the tile off
man
the wall.
Right there, yeah. Man folk.
Well, anyway, he managed to pull the tile off the wall, then passed it. And then his labor was over with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how long did that labor go on, Mr. Eister?
Too long.
Well, no, time-wise, how long?
About
10
seconds.
About
10
seconds.
Okay.
Scooter Doo, in 10 seconds, passed that nasty stone and was out of labor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, I remember when I went into labor in New Jersey, I woke up and I was sweating and oh my God, I was just like, it was this pounding, weird, I felt like I had to pee all the time, like, but it was a painful pee. And then I started getting pains like down in my groin that went around to my back and then down my legs. And I'm like, oh my God. At which my ex-husband looks up and says, you know, you should just take a Tylenol and go back to sleep.
Oh,
And that's when I turned to him and I growled and snarled and I said, take me to the hospital. And that's when he looked up and he said, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, roar! So, and then it seemed like once all that was, see, I only went through the initial first part of it before they put me under because, you know, I couldn't have it, so they had to remove it. So, and I lost it early. So, but aside from all that stuff, it seems like, you know, I've noticed significant changes and all the stuff that's happened, but it's not just that. It's, I've had a change in emotionally, not only emotionally, but physically and spiritually, I feel great. I mean, I actually have been taking the time to meditate. I've been lighting my candles, saying my prayers and blessings for everyone. And I feel really good, you know, about that end of it. I feel like today I had my doctor's appointment. She goes, I think you're coming out on the end of it. And I'm like, really? Like, you know, this is not like the start of it. She goes, oh no, you're like right at the very end. I said, do we have a time limit, a time frame? Can you like look up there? Is there a date, like a stamp date when you look up in there? It says, as of this date, this is no longer working, okay? And it's fully in menopause. That's what I want to
know. Instead of an ETA, an estimated time of arrival, we
get there you go.
Thank you.
That's right. Now, how about you? When you started going through this stuff, how did you feel?
I'm not sure because I don't know if I went through it. I'm not sure.
Huh?
I mean, I don't know. I never had any of the sweats, cold sweats things. I've never experienced that. As far as emotions, you know, they're kind of extinct for me. So, you know, all I...
I'm actually not in bitch mode. I'm just that way all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's just me. Okay. You deal with it. But I think there are days that I am more angry than others, you know, but, and then every once in a while, not often, every once in a while, you know, that commercial or that end of that movie might, you know, kind of draw a little tear here and there, you know, and I start sniffling, I gotta look the other way so nobody sees it, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, the thing is I don't remember what, oh yeah. Well, you know, we've recently had some shootings and stuff here, and I actually saw something on the news, and I'm not going to go into it with names and all that stuff, but the one sheriff's officer had said something to the person that actually did the shooting, and oh my God, I burst into tears, and I couldn't stop crying. And the reason my heart really felt for these people, it really did. And I'm thinking to myself, I know I am that type of person anyway. So if you're crying, I'm crying right along with you. And that's whether or not I'm in menopause or not. But I've noticed that I've become really, really temperamental And some things that actually, you know, I would get upset about and really feel for someone, I just now like cry. And I'm like, wow, you know. And I guess, you know, being the fact, I have two brother-in-laws that are policemen too. So, you know, if anything happened to them, I you know, it would really bother me. I love my brother-in-laws regardless, you know. But I've just noticed a lot of, like, even spiritually, I don't know. I just feel different. You know, I feel like I've embraced what I've been looking for this whole time. And it's funny because, you know, spiritually, I look for, like, numbers, like, groups of numbers if I see the same number over and over and over and over again. And I've been seeing 999, 777, 222, 1222, 1234, 234. And all these numbers have to do with this significant change that's supposed to be happening to me. So when I went to the GYN today, I told her, I said, look, the spirits are telling me something's getting ready to happen. And she looked at me and she started laughing. And she goes, well, no, I believe you. She said, you know, a lot of women start feeling all these. It's like we know that we're right, that something is just getting ready to happen. You just don't know when, but you know it's right there. You know what I mean? So that's why I said, I wondered, you know, what did you get, you know, from it?
I don't, you know, and I hear all these horror stories from other women my age or older, you know, who have been through it, and I'm like, my God, I don't have anything like that, and it makes me wonder, you know, like, you know, geez, am I really a man? I don't know, because like I'm not experiencing anything like that. Other than for me, it's like I'm tired a lot. You know what I mean? I have a lack of energy, and I really want to get back to getting more energy. You know, when you have a, you know, 8-year-old granddaughter and a 3-year-old granddaughter that you chase around and have a lot of energy, you need a lot of energy too, you know,
right.
And that I kind of don't have, but I don't know whether that's because I work too long and too late and I'm tired by the time I get home, or whether it's a part of that. I have noticed that it's harder for me to lose weight. Even though I'm eating better and eating right, you know, I have lost weight, but since the last time I went to the doctors, but I don't feel that I have, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The scale says I have, but I don't feel like I have.
Yeah.
So that for me is something, but the sweats, the emotional behaviors, and I don't know, it probably could, because I just don't tolerate as much as I used to, I guess. And, you know, my personal situation and the recent loss of my sister-in-law, you know, like I was talking to my brother the other night about, you know, my emotional state through all of that, you know, Janice was a sister to me.
Right.
She was the sister I never had, you know, and, so I felt like my emotional state was different, you know, and I said that I felt that through the whole funeral and everything, like I wasn't crying, I wasn't doing any of those things that a person should do when they're grieving. It was more or less I was talking to people and laughing and socializing, and you know, my brother had even mentioned that he said to a couple people, yeah, you hear all that noise in there? Yeah, that would be my family. That's what we did. And I told him, I said, and flashing back, that was the same reaction I had when my father passed away. It was like, you know, I wanted to hold it together because I knew my dad wouldn't have wanted that, and I knew Janice wouldn't want that. She wouldn't want anybody crying at her funeral because we're the ones that lost, you know. She's the one that gained, you know. She was in a better place. She was getting her body back. She was going to be whole again. We were the ones that were, you know, void of her in our lives. And I don't know if that, you know, that can't be part of the menopausal portion of it, because I didn't have menopause when my dad passed away, you know, and I react the same way. But I don't know, it's just that I see things and things strike me differently than they may have, you know, 5-10 years ago. You know, like when I'm really passionate about something, like I'm really passionate about it, you know, and and other aspects maybe not. But emotional, I try not to look at anything or watch a movie that would put me in a crying state. But however, I do feel that something is missing in my life. I do feel void of something. I just don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see that. You know, when you lose somebody that's been in your life, you know, for so many years, my goodness, you know, it's kind of like almost like losing a body part. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's sad, though. I'm sorry to hear about that. I know Janice was, you know, she was a nice lady. I remember her back when I worked for your brother at KFC, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. Her and I had, like, some crazy times when we were, you know, I was a teenager, you know, because, you know, of course, I worked at Geno's and, you know, I was a teenager and I don't even know how old they were, but, you know, she might not have been that much older. She's only 3 years older than me. And, you know, and, well, I just remember the crazy things we did and would laugh and piss my brother off. We had a good time, you know, and, you know, she was the sister I never had growing up, you know, so, and I could tell her anything, secrets would stay, you know, with us, and, you know, it was the way it was.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, because my sister-in-law, Michelle, and I were talking about that, you know, like, little personal things, little secrets that you know, like to keep between girls. And, you know, it's hard to find someone that will actually do that and not go blabbing off about, you know, oh, guess what my sister-in-law said. My sister-in-law, I'm very lucky to have her, because I at one time, we thought differently of each other, and we didn't have the chance to get to know each other like we do now, you know.
Right.
And I love her very much, and I love my brother-in-law very much, and I'm so glad that we moved here. And, you know, my health since we've bought the house has done a complete 360, you know?
That's amazing.
And
great.
Yeah.
Wow, you know?
I know that, you know, I still have problems with my diabetes. I'm not saying that didn't go away, because food didn't go away.
Right.
And if food didn't go away, that diabetes hasn't gone anywhere. But I am trying hard. I mean, I get into stuff and that I shouldn't get into. Like, I went to McDonald's today and picked out.
Oh, not
so
Mickey
I thought,
D's.
Yeah, it was Mickey D's. And then I thought, you know, well, I better save some for William, otherwise he'll be mad. So, you know, then I went up to my sister-in-law's house, and it's so cool because I love going up there. They come here, we go there, and it's cool having that family relationship again, you know?
Yep.
And I'm really glad for my husband, because I love seeing, you know, him and my brother-in-law together are, oh my Lord, they are a trip. Robin, you have got to come here this summer. Or pick a day to come, because I'm telling you now.
William times two? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can either come during snow season or tornado season. Take your pick.
Awesome.
But, I mean, for the most part, I love it here. Oh, my gosh. I know that, and, you know, I kind of miss the East Coast. You know, kind of. But I've made my home here. I mean, like I said before, I grew up in Southern Illinois, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I was 5 years old, we lived in Danbury, Connecticut. My dad got a transfer to Illinois. And, you know, I left there when I was 16 years old and moved to from Southern Illinois to Pennsylvania, We lived in Pennsylvania for, I think, 4 or 5 years. Then we moved to New Jersey, where I met, I think we were there 3 days, and I met Gary and Brett, because I went over and applied for a job at KFC. I was 20 years old, and I think, what, not even 2 weeks after I got hired, I met you.
Yep.
So you've known me since I was 20 years old.
Oh, whoa. Oh, well, that was only 3 years ago, girl. Come on.
Oh, I know. What's wrong with me? I just, you know, and wrinkles. And yeah, I don't know about you, but I found fat pieces where my, I think my butt is falling off or something. It's starting to slide down the back. I don't have a butt. So I noticed a hump on the back of my leg. And I'm like, what is that? And I'm like pushing it. And I noticed, I could, you know how they say pinch an inch? I could pinch about 4 inches. And guess what? That's my whole rear end. I'm like, hey, everybody said I didn't have a butt. I just found it. So... And I told, and you know, now William has made up a new song about my boobs don't love him no more. They never look at him. They always look at the floor. And I'm like, nice. Yeah. You know, and if they don't bother with you no more, now you know. So.
Oh, talk about encouragement. Come
I know. Now. You know, be nice to him. Try to perk him up a little bit.
Right.
Now, and I tried those. See, I'm terrified to do those breast exercises because I don't want them to get any bigger. I'd like for them to lift up. I just don't want them to get any bigger.
And, of course, you don't want to step on them and then, like, have it come I back know, and slap you in the eyeball or nothing.
Right, and I'm seeing myself at 70 years old, you know. I'm screaming, stepping out of the shower. And William comes in there with his walker, you know, and he's going, Jackie! And I'm like, ow! Something's help! And he'll go, Jackie, listen to me. Move your foot off of your titty. You're standing on it. That's what I see at age 77. So,
oh anyway, my God.
Which is, you know, 50, 60 years from now. But anyway.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I, you know, I don't know. I just noticed, you know, different, like my doctor, I do not, repeat, do not want to have my boobs smashed. I just don't. I told her, I said, if I had breast cancer, I would know. She goes, but Jackie, we need to make sure you don't have it and, you know, you need this done. I said, I don't want a mammogram. She goes, yeah, but you're past the age that you should have had the first one. I said, I know that, but I tried it and I passed out hanging by my boob. This was many years ago.
Like, I can't make my body go that way if you're not supposed to. I'm like, oh my God.
So she
the wrong one isn't too bad, but when you start turning on, I mean, we got problems now.
Well, yeah, okay, I don't get it. If how come they make us put our breasts, okay, this just doesn't make any sense to me. Our breasts are as sensitive as their penises are, okay?
Right.
Why
right.
don't they press their penises?
Yeah, I want to know. I've inquired.
And make sure,
know.
And sir, please make sure you insert your nuts when we come down on it. That's, how come we have to endure 25 pounds on our boob, but they can't endure 25 pounds pressing down on their penis and their nuts?
I agree. And if nothing else, I mean, who cares if it's going to, you know, if it's for any particular reason? Support no. your spouse, man. Support your partner day. I mean, come on.
That's
when you
right.
Get the titty smushed. If get the nuts smushed.
Right. And, you know, I told her today and I thought she was going to fall off the chair. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I will have that done if my husband will have it done. She goes, oh, well, you know, we can do his breast. I said, oh, no. And she goes, oh, well, they don't do it like that. And I said, well, I know that, but he could be the first one to volunteer.
Right.
Don't
right.
you think that's a nice thing for a husband to do? Scooter Doo? You notice how quiet Scooter Doo is when we talk about that?
Right now. Talking about nuts in a vice grip, I mean, he is quiet now.
I know. And, you know, I've been snapping, trying to get him to come over and, you know, get involved in this. We're just doing it this way, baby. Hi, Scooter Doo.
Hi, Jackie.
Where's my hi? What the hell?
Oh, I've got a new song for you, Robin.
Oh, dear God, help us all.
Do your boobs that glow? Do they dangle to and fro? Do they get real cold when they're sagging in the snow?
Still have snow here, butthead. Your balls are dragging in the snow.
Well, hey, Scooter Doo didn't do our official opening, did he?
Oh, he did not. And you know what? People miss that.
Yes, they do. Mr. Scooter Doo, we're halfway through, but how about doing one for us?
Oh, I guess. Okay. Poor thing, she's tripping on her boobs again. You better make sure you pick those things up when you shut the car door, know what I mean? Welcome to Road J Rock Studios. We're back from a brand new location. It's Jackie.
Yes.
And Robin.
Hey.
Actually, you got it backwards. It's Road J Rocks. Start over. Wait a minute.
Back off.
Wait a minute. Wait.
This is Mr. Scooter Doo welcoming you back to our brand new studios here at Northwind Homestead with your host, Robin.
Hey,
hey. Yay!
And Jackie.
Yay! We are Road J Rocks.
Oh, lame.
But you know what? He didn't tell you who our newest sponsors are.
Who are new sponsors?
Well, first off, here at HN Block Block and Bagot.
Yeah.
That's right, here at brand new HNPK Henpeck Studios, our brand new sponsors, Bok Bok and Bugok, Lawyers at Large. Representing all of your farm care needs.
See, haven't you missed that, Robin?
I have missed that. I definitely have missed that. You know, I need a laugh. I do need to laugh.
Hey, guess who just got here?
Who?
Oi, hey, Robin, hey, how are you doing?
Oh my God, he's been gone forever.
That's right. Hey, I heard you got a new service animal, ED.
I got my what?
I heard you got a new service animal.
No, I did not.
It's not what Warren told me, but
You know, he just came in off the Viking longship.
Oh, Lord.
He did.
You let that wind get out, didn't you?
Well, hey, you know, Northwind, we accept all here. So he said, he actually called Scooter Doo, and he said, hey, is Robin going to be on? And well, you know, of course, you know, William and Scooter Doo said, well, yeah, she's going to be on. And he's like, oh, I got to talk to her. So, you know. But.
So.
Oh, my.
So I heard he's got a mane.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know.
So when he answers, like, how old is she? Poor thing can't top that many times.
Oh my.
And I him were just fairly, you're just barely over 49. Just that
just
little.
Barely, yes.
Yes. I'm at the edge, and, you know, everybody seems to be thinking I pushed you over the other side. I did not do that. Okay,
hey, Robin, I thought about you the other day. We went to the Highland Games, right? They were doing demonstrations of, like, catapults, you know, where you, like, put big things on there and you, like, sling them over the walls. And I thought, I wonder what the hell's Robin's titties doing right about now. And I'm like, come on, I miss that woman.
That was a leftover for my breast augmentation.
There you go.
You had a walk.
I had to shrink them.
She shrink wrapped them.
The hell did you do? When did you do that?
You know, because, you know, when I'm riding my service animal, they kind of flap up in my face.
Oh, wait, you had them reduced because, well, that was a tit that bit the camel's back, right? Oh, so wait a minute, you mean to tell me those things used to be bigger?
Yes.
Christ. I've heard of near earth instruments, but Jesus Christ. Those puppies got an orbit all their head. I said, look at those. Oh, look at the satellites on those. She said, no, those are my nipples.
Yeah, they're on zip codes, yo.
Yeah. I know the feeling, Robin. Trust me, I do.
Yeah.
I do. You know, the thing is you want to know what's sad? I tried to hide from Scooter Doo one day, and he started laughing as he came around the corner. And I didn't realize it, but I can't hide behind a corner because my breasts stick out. Even though my head is back behind the wall, my boobs are standing out. So I'm thinking, aha, I got you. And I'm thinking, where is he at? He jumped out, scared the shit out of me. And I thought to myself, I said, well, I was hiding because I saw your boobs. I was like, oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
That's sad.
It wasn't it. I mean, these things are so big that, oh my goodness. I had to go get new bras because, you know, my shoulders are hurting. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what happened to those days? I was 20 years old. Yes, I had a double D, but I could walk around without a bra. Even though I had double D's.
They were up.
And they were real.
Yes. Yep.
Speaking of which, and now a word from our sponsor.
Oh, Lord.
Hello, one and all. Have you ever had a problem with breast hanging? They just need to get up out of the way. Well, the new prosthetics, new Gandhi's over-the-shoulder boulder holders. When they need to hang low, don't you know Gandhi's?
Yes, I can. Yes, I'm wearing a Gandhi bra, and I can honestly say they are right under my chin. They will tuck up tight, and they make me feel like I'm 20 years old again. I can't really breathe, but I do feel good wearing my Gandhi bra.
Now, do they have man products where, you know, if a man wants to tuck, you know, down below, that, you know, they got something for that?
Actually, tuck and roll!
Yes, he has. Hold on, there's another commercial coming up. We have to play it now. Mr. Scooter Doo, the tuck and roll commercial.
We didn't rehearse this one, but okay. Here it goes. Greetings. I'm the same voice, by the way. Men, do you have that problem when your wife just goes, oh my god, it's too big? New Gandhi's tuck and roll underwear for those intimate moments.
I must add, Gandhi's tuck and rolls. When your husband is feeling that feminine urge to wear his tutu and your heels through and dance through the house, he wants to know that his stuff is uptight.
Tucked and rolled, and there's nothing hanging. Okay, so you go ahead and wear that little skankily black dress, the, you know, the one that comes up, you know, thigh high. There's nothing dangling underneath of there, okay? There'll be no show through today.
Oh, my! Yeah, but what, doesn't that hurt? I was thinking about that. You know, I remember back to my younger days when I knew somebody that used to do that because I Yes, I knew this person very well, and they were doing the transition surgery, you know, back then.
Okay.
And they were going from a man to a woman. And I accidentally walked in one time, and nobody knows who this is except one person. And of course, she'll shit when she hears this. But happened to walk into the bathroom. I didn't know that she was in there. And I was like, oh my goodness. And she turned around and she goes, I am so embarrassed. I am so sorry. And I was like, where in the world? Because she wore a pair of those, like, what do you call the, you know, regular bikini bottoms. And I'm like, where did you put that monstrosity? And I'm like, I have to ask, why in the world would you want to get rid of that? Do you know how many women would be like, huh? And she was like, this has just been in my way. And I'm like, oh my Lord.
See, why?
I know. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I just don't get it. But anyway, I loved her just the same because she's a wonderful person. I haven't talked to her in, God, 25, 30 years, but I'm hoping she's doing fine. But, you know, I know that she's hopefully had her surgery and stuff completed and living the way she wants to.
Or could they transplant that on somebody else?
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, that's a perfectly good, you know,
especially for the little lovers that, you know, don't have anything, you know.
Yeah,
come
no
on,
kidding.
Man.
I know men personally that would love to have that.
Right.
You know? But anyway, the thing was
too, but I'm not gonna mention it again,
Robin. But yeah, I was just like, doesn't that hurt? And where in the world do you put it? And she goes, she used to look at me, and when she showed me how she did it, I was like, wow. I just can't imagine. Woo! I said, and the thing was, is, are you ready for this? She was so popular in high school. The women loved her, okay? And I can say why. Well, the thing was, is she was straight. I guess she was straight, but I always felt, you know, a certain way. So, you know, I understand.
Right.
If that's the way she felt and that's what she had to do, that, you know, I get it. But I was just like, wow, you're going to, wow. Okay, then.
I know this is going off topic, but I have to ask, okay? So, because I always wonder this myself, you know? And, okay, so you have somebody like that who wants to be a woman,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that person attracted to men then? Or, I don't understand. And maybe I haven't added enough people, you know, because you have your gay men who are attracted to men, you know,
mm-hmm.
and your gay women who are attracted to women.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a man that identifies more with a female,
mm-hmm.
is that female attracted to men still. Mm. And I guess, why wouldn't they just stay the way they are but be attracted to men? But I guess if they identify as a woman and not a man, that mm-hmm. would be the reason why. I don't know.
You know, for the longest time, I used to sit and I'd think, oh my God, you know, why would you like to do that? And why would you do this and do that? But you know what? It is true. You are born what you are. And, yep. you know, if that's the way, if a woman wants to be a man or a man wants to be a woman, who am I to say anything? You know what I mean? I think that people should love who they want to love. I know, you know, a lot of people are like, oh my God, that's terrible. But, you know, if two men are happy together and, you know, that's who they want to be with for the rest of their life, then, you know, so be it.
Same thing with two women. They have to be happy. They you can't know? Go through life faking it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people get hurt that way when, you know, you're in it to fake it, you know, mm-hmm. but... I mean, there are no mistakes. They are born who they're born, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing people can do about that. Because I hear that argument. Oh, no, it's because they're perverts or, you know, they choose to be that way. No, that's not it. They don't choose that, you know? Because that would be like saying, you know, yeah, sure, I choose to do certain things because I want to get ridiculed for the rest of my entire life.
Right.
You know, who would want that? You don't choose that. But... I just, you know, so I get the men who are gay who are attracted to men, and I get the women who are gay attracted to women. You know, they don't feel that connection with the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the ones that actually do the physical change that, you know, I mean, especially folks that go through life, and I'm not talking about this person because this person, it seemed like they kind of got a hold of that early and knew what they wanted. I'm talking like the Bruce Jenners of the world, you know? I mean, you created a family, you know? And then you're going to say, oh, I want to be this way. So that was a little strange to me, but, you know, I guess he is who he is too.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is who she is. I personally, like I've said before, and, you know, you can go back to the Road J Rocks episode from last year. I don't care who, you know, as long as you're happy, bless you,
yep.
as long as you're happy with whomever you're with, I'm like, you know, if that makes you happy, then I'm happy for you.
Oh, me too.
You
me
know
too.
What I mean? I mean, I've known, I had a friend in Jersey that, you know, him and his husband were together for years. You know what I mean? And you know, it's hard enough for a man and a woman to find that kind of love. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh,
and then
yeah,
when
it
you,
is.
You know, when you see two people that truly are in love with each other and just want to be happy, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, you know?
Yeah, me neither.
You know, I know because I'm not Christian that, you know, it's, you know, I know many Christians that also believe that, you know, as long as you're happy, that's fine. You know what I mean? And I think that's all that God, I would believe that's what God would want you to be, is happy, you know?
Yeah.
So, hello.
Hi.
Uh-oh, guess who's back?
Who's back?
So there they were, Robin.
And, hey.
And Robin and Juan. Arm in arm, face to face, Juan reached down and gently went for Robin's belly button when all of a sudden...
Access denied.
Okay, we're coming up on 43 minutes, just to let you know.
Juan responded. And Robin, with all of her might... At the end of the night, Juan was... And thus ends chapter one. Tune in next time for chapter two.
Oh, boy. Oh, my poor pool boy. Seriously, he got dragged into this. Oh, my God. I hope this means he, you know, he'll still fetch my drinks this weekend, for God's sake. My God.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap this up. Robin, is there anything else that you'd like to drag out in the open?
Well, before we go, let's go into the breaking into the window. Remember, this Sunday, it's Robin's Thong-O-Rama.
How come you keep leaving me out?
And Jackie's wacky Jackie booby hoobies.
Oh, my Lord. Oh,
Robin Lord. And Jackie's Thong-O-Rama this Sunday. Don't miss it at all.
No, I think I am good, and I just want to say that I think this is awesome that we're back. I have definitely missed this and looking forward to more. And, I think we're good. The only one thing I do want to hear is I want to hear our exit, the proper exit.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Scooter Doo, would you close out the show, please? First of all, bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. I hope you... We hope you enjoyed this episode of
Roday Rocks.
With
Robin
and Jackie.
Woo. Tune in next time at HMPK Studios live from Northwind Homestead.
Animals.
Yes, he's sitting here just pushing buttons. Anyway. All right, everybody, you take care. We love you, and we hope you enjoy this. You're going to find us on Facebook, Twitter. I don't know how to do the hashtag Instagram thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, wait a minute. I was just going to have you do that. I was just going to have Robin do the hashtag thing, but...
somebody needs to school me on hashtagging, okay? I'll ask my granddaughter.
All right. You guys take care. And again, this is Ro-J Rocks. And this is
Robin.
And Jackie.
Oh, Lord. Much love and peace to everybody.
Yes, peace out.